Good evening, everybody. How are you doing? I'm assuming some of you came out tonight because you wanted a good, comfortable place to sit. Maybe some of you know some of the projects that Scaled has done. Maybe some of you have heard of Burt Rutan, the Voyager. Probably don't know who I am, so I'm just going to spend a moment introducing myself. I'm the president of Scaled Composites out in Mojave, California. We have about 14 other people that are going to join me tonight by the end of the session here. And the point of tonight is to hopefully inform you all about what Scaled is, if you haven't heard of it, or if you have, to give you an update on what we're doing at Scaled today, get to know some of the people there, and maybe even inspire you a little bit about the kind of work that we do. And I think you'll find, as EAAers, there's a lot of connection between Scaled and the EAA. We hire a lot of people that are home builders, that are EAA members, that are passionate about the same types of things that you are. So I thought NASA was going to talk about space. That's why I started with stars. And I said, you know, we're going to move down more into the lower atmosphere. Specifically, you know, we're going to get into Mojave and what we do in Mojave. But first, why do we do what we do? There's probably a million answers to this. Probably anybody could give you two or three ideas on it. I propose and submit that at some level we all want to be contributing to maybe something that's a little bigger than us, maybe be connected to a group that's a little larger than ourselves, achieve something that maybe is more than what we could do on our own. In a lot of ways, that's why Scaled exists. It's to go do breakthroughs, achieve, be connected. A lot of the same culture that's here at the EAA. And we do this in Mojave, California, about 90 miles north of Los Angeles. We have 22 different hangars there, so we're going to give you a little peek inside some of those hangars and what we're doing and some of the people. This year, we're also here in Oshkosh at Forum 7. So if you can't make it out to Mojave, go stop by Forum 7. We'll be here through the end of the week. There's a lot of interactive displays. We brought some articles out from some of the projects. There's a postcard you can put right out your address and fly it on the new airplane we're building. There's also several talks happening, so come by Forum 7, check that out. Lots of seats there. Not quite this many, but lots. And in a way of kind of setting up for tonight so that you know a little bit more about Scaled, if you're not familiar, I want to give you some history. And you can't talk about Scaled without talking about Burt Rutan. Again, a lot of you probably have heard of Burt Rutan. Maybe less of you have heard about Scaled. Burt built models as a child. He did weird things like put the tail on the front and move the wing to the back. And he went to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, got his aero degree. Then he worked at Edwards as a flight test engineer on F-4s. So started a lot of his engineering career in the flight test world. And that's really important to the story of Scaled because we like to start with the end in mind and have our designers think about test as they're designing and manufacturing as they're designing. So the very Viggen was one of Burt's earliest designs. And then arguably the Long Easy, Very Easy was probably the most popular design. Probably some of you in the audience know more about it than even I. Probably you all are owners and builders yourselves. Also, you see a picture of his brother Dick and Mike Melville, who's here tonight. He's gonna come out and we're gonna talk to him in a little bit during their build. And this is a birthday party Burt had, Dick and Burt both had. Maybe some of you are in that picture, your airplane at least, a few years ago out in Mojave with the Long Easies and Very Easies. So Burt, beyond that, kept designing. The Voyager is well known. There were several other designs, some here still on display. And thought, you know, maybe some of what we're doing, these sort of relatively simple solutions with materials you can buy off the shelf, go in your garage and build parts, and then build an airplane you can fly that's cheaper than what you can go buy in the market, maybe there's something that applies itself to the bigger aerospace community. Maybe we can compete with even some of these primes in the commercial and government realm. So in 1982, Scaled was founded with some sort of core principles that are still very relevant today. We favor prototype over production quality, so everything we do is experimental. And you'll see a couple examples where we either go try to prove the state of the art. We do risk reductions for bigger programs, so we'll like do the first article if there's going to be a follow-on program. And then we do a couple of purpose-built vehicles that are operational, going to be operational, but they'll always take a lot of special care, special love, special attention, because they're a one-off built using prototype methods. So we'll get into that a little bit. The other thing we do is we try to always use the simplest solution that meets the requirement. It's not always the most sexy solution. It's not always the most glamorous solution. It's not always the most interesting technically. Sometimes it's kind of boring. But sometimes that simple solution meets the requirement, and that's just enough. And then you can get breakthroughs by taking a bunch of simple solutions and putting them together in unique ways. We hire multidisciplined people, and then we develop multidisciplined people. And as home builders, you guys understand that you're the design. Sometimes you're the designer. You're definitely the fabricator. You're the test pilot. You're the accountant. You're the marketer. Your environmental health and safety. You have to be thinking about all those things as you build your own airplane and fly your airplane. And that's the same thing that we do. Sort of the theme of this talk was never do the same thing twice. And there, you can take it on a couple levels. We like to do new airplanes because that engages the workforce. They come, they want to see a lot of new things. They want to go through a life cycle and then move on to another airplane. So we try to never do the same airplane over and over. But that also is from a design and a manufacturing perspective. The way you have breakthroughs is you try new things. And so never do the same thing twice and have fun. Scale's grown over the years. This August, so next month, we'll be have been in business for 35 years. I've been at Scale 15. And in that time, I've been involved with 10 first flights. So it was a clean sheet through design, fab, and then first flight. And we've averaged that every year in that 35 years. And so we're going to continue to do that, and we've just grown a lot. So early on, in 1985, that was a company meeting, and also picnic, and also I think it was like a HR meeting as well. And then in 2008, we had grown to about that size. Today, we're a little bigger. We're 525 people. We also do the risk reduction efforts on larger programs. This next picture I can't talk about, so I'm going to have to move on. But that's something we're going to share a little bit more later. And then we're also doing operational aircraft where it's purpose-built. This is what we call Strata Launch. It's a massive airplane. The wingspan is 385 foot, all composite, using the same kind of home-built techniques, just scaled up. And that will go be operational and launch boosters. This was another unique one-off operational vehicle we did in 1988 for the America's Cup and the Stars and Stripes. It's the first hard sail using it won the event that year. That's that trophy is the oldest international racing event that I think exists. Someone can correct me afterwards if I got that wrong. And then we have a lot of aircraft that were originally built for one purpose. That purpose came and went. And then we've repurposed them, or they've been reborn as test beds. And Proteus is a great example of that. So Proteus is here in Boeing Plaza. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. There's a photo stand. You can take your picture with it if you like, or if your kids want to do that kind of thing. It's fun. The crew came out with it, and we're real glad to have Proteus here. It hasn't been out here since 1999, if I'm right. I'll talk about it a little bit more. It's got over 1,000 flights on it, test flights on it, and over about 4,500 flight hours. So what we do, we'd like to think we do the whole thing, from the clean sheet to the first flight, all the tooling, all the analysis, all the fabrication, all the design, all the testing, avionics systems, structures, and we can be a one-stop shop. So rich history of milestones and breakthroughs, just a little graph showing all the first flights over the years. We've had two first flights this past year, which we're going to be able to start to share here in the next couple of months. This year, we're scheduled to have two new aircraft go into first flight again, and then the same thing for next year. So we've been heads down, kind of quiet for a long time, last few years, and part of the reason we're here at Oshkosh is to start being able to communicate with you all about a little bit more about what we're doing as we're getting some aircraft into test. So stay tuned. There's going to be more we can share in the coming years, too. So how do we do what we do, sort of our philosophies? Again, I think a lot of these will connect with you as home builders. Simple solutions that meet requirement. You don't always need the full wind tunnel model. Sometimes you can use what we affectionately call a land shark, you know, in front of a Ford pickup truck. You can put a part. This was for Spaceship One. It's effectively a wind tunnel. We favor hardware over process. If you focus on hardware, that tends to drive you to a solution. If you focus on process, it tends to drive you to more analysis. The multidisciplined factor is important to us. This example shows engineers doing what you might expect engineers to do, sitting behind a computer, talking, designing, maybe standing around with hands in their pockets. But also our engineers are out on the shop floor. They're putting on gloves, they're laying up the parts, they're assembling the systems, they're working with the fabricators, they're troubleshooting on the shop floor. That's real important to be involved both out on the shop and in the office. And then our engineers are in test. They're the flight test engineers, they're the project engineers, flying, sometimes right seat in a first flight, and then they're also our test pilots. So we look for folks who are tinkerers, they're passionate, yeahers in a simple way. And so I want to talk about some of those people. We'll bring out the Mike Melville. We'll bring out a bunch of engineers, fabricators, AMPs, and test pilots from Scaled coming up here. Strato launch. It's the biggest project we have going right now, literally, and then also by the number of people. It's a 385-foot span, as I said. It can carry a 450,000-pound booster. The cool thing about Strato launch is you can launch at any location at any time. You're not tied to a launch platform. And then you can also launch multiple boosters at one time. For example, three orbital sciences Pegasus.